people who are more on the unconstrained vision would tend toward utopianism or sometimes communism. Not always, but sometimes. Why? Because let's change human nature. Self-interest is not good. It hurts in the long term, and therefore we need to change it. Rather than the constrained vision people who said, we may not like it, but it is what it is. We cannot change it. Let's make the best of it and channel it toward the good. Two radical views, two radical prescriptions based on people's notion perspective. So why am I telling you this? I mean, this is not a political science class, because it has every relevance to psychology as well. It has every relevance to psychology. Do we perceive reality, human nature, as constrained or unconstrained will ultimately affect our psychology. And this is very meaningful and important. Let me explain. Now, first of all, some people who have the constrained view when it comes to politics have the unconstrained view when it comes to psychology. It's not always consistent, though it very often is. So the vision of psychology that this course promotes is the constrained view. In other words, my belief, and I'm going to back that up with research today and for the next semester, is that human nature is fixed. We have inclinations,